This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. It is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and yes, the music decided to say, how's it? I'm in the studio with the Unview, and of course, there is the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Who's the Thin? Who's the Rich? Who's the Fabulous? Now, of course, we haven't been here for a couple of weeks. You know, Sumizi's so busy. I've been filming two series concurrently. It's kind of been a bit mad. But it's good to be with you today as we celebrate, the start of the Easter weekend, a public holiday, Holy Week. I don't know. It's just a good time. I think a lot of people are relaxing and listening to CliffCentral.com, where you can sit back, relax, and really get into the groove. And don't forget, you can always podcast us, so you can get a hold of us on 0861 555 189. And don't forget, you can we chat and message us. I'd love to chat and hear from you, so please contact us. On the line, the one and only, he is the famous, he is the co-host, he is the sexiest of sexiest, he's the one and only Sumizi. Sumizi, how are you doing?
Hey, darling, how are you?
All the better to speak to you. How is my other half? You know, I've missed you. I must tell you, I've missed you.
I've missed you so much that I've even started having dreams about you.
Were they good dreams, naughty dreams, bad dreams?
They were amazing dreams. You were always coming.
Really? Into the dreams you're talking about?
No, you were coming towards me. I was saying that.
Oh, I was walking. Like, was it almost like an angel in some respect?
Yes.
Something like that.
What did you think?
No, I just thought I was coming towards you in life, you know. It's just obviously a sign that we're meant to be together.
Absolutely.
How's life, Sumizi? What's been happening? How's the new TV show?
Oh, Alan, it feels like December already. I need 6 holidays right now. It's been hectic. As I speak to you, I'm getting ready to go for my shoot. I'm shooting my reality show, so we are now on episode 10, 3 more episodes to go, and it starts airing on Mzansi Magic on the 13th of April. It's called Living the Dream with Sumizi. It is about my life. Sumizi uncensored, Sumizi unedited, Sumizi unscripted. So it's basically that. And I'm also just finished shooting my dance exercise DVD in Cape Town, and that has been crazy. We're in editing stages now. And idols, of course.
I mean, and it doesn't stop for you.
No, it doesn't stop. I'm shooting a commercial for a new campaign as well. It's been back to back, and I'm working on my cooking show.
We still got to do our talk show one day. You know that's coming. Hey?
I mean, absolutely.
I'm just setting you up for fame, just so we can really do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll end up doing the talk.
How have you been?
You know, I'm good. I got to tell you something. Been through a breakup. Never great. You know how it goes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know how it goes. You know, we've been there, through it, done it. Ugh, whatever, it's quite a horrible thing. But you know, I kind of... Yeah, babe, you know how it goes. You know, all men are pigs, please. I think I'm going back to women. I seriously think I'm going to do it. You know, to me, the worst thing is when you catch people doing things that they shouldn't be doing. That's the point.
No. That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. So whether it's narcotics or whether it's an affair or whether what it is,
yeah,
it's such a deal breaker. But you know what? It's dishonesty. And yes, Sumizi, one thing is that I try to be honest. You know, if it's not working, it doesn't work. Things like that happen, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
But you know what's the thing here is, Sumizi, the ego of, like, all of a sudden people start asking, you've been through this, and they go like, so what happened? And then, like, what do you say? Like, nothing that you're going to say make you feel or look good here. So it's just like, it's over, you know? Anyway, how's your love life? Sumizi, remember, you and I are destined to be together, worst case scenario.
I think so, too. I'm beginning to believe it. Listen, Alan, you know what? My love life is non-existent at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I've actually shifted my focus. Like on a very serious note, I've shifted my focus. Sorry, hold on. I've shifted my focus to other far more important things. If love comes to find me, but I would rather be where I am now than to be in love and be unsuccessful in my career and my passion. Because I guess in my case, it's a case of you can't have it all. And so far, I'm getting what I've prayed for, and I've prayed to have a successful career, and it's exactly that. Mm. So when love comes, I think also we must look at how the universe works. Maybe I'm not ready for love, or maybe there isn't somebody who is ready to handle me as a whole, my personality, my success, my status, a lot of things that are greater in my life. So I'm going to put a hold on that. When it comes, but I think maybe for now I'm not ready for it, and I'm fine with it, you know.
Well, our special guest in studio is one of the top musical stars in South Africa, and he's been on stage forever and ever, amen. But he's one of the best singers. Timothy Molloy joins me later. He's doing a phenomenal tribute to Luther Vandross. And you know, the thing is, and Timothy, we're going to have a chat about this, because a lot of people don't get our business, Sumizi. They find it difficult. They find it intimidating. They don't like our friends. They don't like the fact that they're not the center of attention. They don't like the fact that people are taking pictures of you or your friends and not them. There's a lot of dynamics that come into that, but the fact is that this is the career. This is what we do. And especially that you're doing a reality show, that must be quite interesting, because the fact that you're doing a reality show at the moment, you know, it's like that person needs to be a part because it's who you are. And some people just don't get it, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm glad that also I'm single, because then I know with my ex, he was going to make my life such a misery. He was going to make me feel like I'm doing a bad thing by shooting a reality show. So now everyone who's in my show now is meant to be, you know, and they are fine. My friends are comfortable with it. My family is comfortable with it. My colleagues are comfortable with it. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. And maybe also some people need to be out of your life for you to achieve certain things, because they could be hindering, you know, a whole lot of blessings. But, you know, you must remember that we work with energies, and some people have got such dark energies that they block your blessings. So, you know what, never cry over something that you've lost, because their time is up in your life, you know. So you need to start a new chapter and move on. By the way,
yes,
I was hosting the Red Carpet at the Staffels last Friday and Sunday.
How was that?
Killed it. Murdered it.
Well done, baby. Ain't nobody got no time.
Honey, murdered for the first time in the history of Red Carpet hosting in the world. A host changed 3 times. Correct? Fabulous. Thank you very much.
But you are fabulous. You're fabulous.
In a space of 2 minutes commercial break. Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Exactly. And that's how you do it. That's how you put it off. That's what a star does, darling. That's what a star does. Sumizi. And are you going away for the Easter weekend? Where are you going?
Yes, of course. You know me. You remember last year I went to Poland, to Swaziland?
Yes, you went to Swaziland. I won't forget that, of course.
Yes, I'm going to Swaziland again with the family. But now it's a group of 16
people.
Friends. 16 friends that we convoying together in our SUV.
And of course in SUVs. So what else would it be? Limousines or SUVs, but it is Swaziland. You need an SUV.
No, you don't need an SUV. We're convoying from 5 a.m. on Friday, and then I'm back on Sunday. I've got a show in Tendisa and Kimberley on Sunday.
Sure. Busy.
And then I'm back on Monday. So
who's all going on this trip? Can you mention a few names? Name drop?
It's all boys.
All boys?
All 16 boys. And believe me, I'm the only gay one.
Okay, well, I mean, hey, you never know what you can find there. Not with the 16 boys I'm saying in Swaziland. But again, you've shifted your focus, and at least you've got me in your dreams. At least I'm keeping you happy.
Absolutely, Alan.
Well, listen,
Alan.
You know what? The best thing is that it's been great being able to just go through a journey with you. And it's interesting when you start a relationship and we're excited and then it ends. And at the end of the day, Sumizi, nobody's alone in the world. You know, people go through stuff, people end things, start new things. But the best thing is to know yourself, to follow through with stuff, to kind of have the joy and passion for life that we need to have, because we're blessed. We are so blessed, Sumizi. We're blessed to be able to get into a car, to go to Swaziland, to be able to do the work that we love, to chat, to meet the people that we meet, and to kind of just spread joy and happiness and lessons. I think that's what it's about. I mean, I know the Unview, we talk a lot of cuck sometimes, but most of the stuff is really our lives, and it's stuff that we love doing. And so, this is why I'm obsessed with you, as you know.
I can't wait to see you.
What a pun for the show. What are they doing for the launch of the show? Are we going to have a party or something?
Yes, you're going to have a preview. I'll definitely see you in.
Love it and can't wait. Travel safe, my friend.
Thank you, Angel. Have a wonderful weekend. And also, my Lent ended on Sunday. I was fasting for 40 days without alcohol. Can you imagine?
So when does Lent end?
It ends on Saturday for Catholics. I'm not Catholic.
Mine ends on Saturday.
Mine ended this past Sunday.
Sure, and so you 40 days no drinking, you must be fresh.
I'm so fresh, and I'm like...
You're a cheap date.
I'm so off alcohol, I'm not drinking alcohol anymore.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll send you a bottle of champagne, we'll see how that works. You see how dunk?
Okay, buddy.
All right, listen to me. Be well, God bless you, have a good Easter weekend. Sumizi.
Thank you, amen, hallelujah.
Cheers, eh? Be good. Yeah. Love him. Isn't he great? I mean, I think he's grown up in a year. Duncan, what are you feeling?
I feel a lot of growth and maturity that the young gentleman Sumizi has gone through in his life.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that we've got a new Sumizi. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're feeling, but I just think, listen, you know, the thing is that this show is about having fun, but when it's real, it's real. I mean, we are always real. We unview, we're controversial, we chat about stuff, but nothing that comes out of our mouths is rubbish. It's kind of apropos to go into Easter if you're going to have a thoughtful time, and if you look at change and new light and stuff like that, it's kind of cool. So how's your life? What can you tell me, Dunks? Obviously, Sumizi's not inviting you to anything.
Well, he didn't even say hi to me, so obviously he's gone through a big change, and then he's realized that I'm just a scum of the earth.
No, not a scum, boy. Don't do that to yourself. You're just not famous enough. Come on, get it right. I mean, not scum. I mean, really. The scum of the earth is like someone like someone in jail, or, you know, someone like a horrible...
Someone like our president, maybe.
But I must tell you, that is... Duncan.
I think you've got such great connections, Alan. You could try get one of the Guptas in for an interview.
I don't.
Pull some strings.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Do you know, I actually had the pleasure of meeting them when they first came to South Africa. Mm. We went on a flight to a cricket match.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the day when Danny Kaye and Leanne were still together and Minky was still the model of the year, Minky van der Westhuizen. And we all went to, and then we stayed in the Arabella there in Cape Town, and they brought out two Indian stars to come and perform for us, and they only started performing at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had to leave at 8 the next. It was a disaster. But I've got to tell you something. They were big, large, and bolsterous then, and now I think they've just taken over the country.
Even more, yeah.
That's interesting. It shows you what money can do, eh?
Well, rumor has it that they got you the Three Talk position to produce the Nolene show.
Really?
Is that what
happened?
Oh. Absolutely.
Of course. And of course, I use the president as well.
Yeah.
Of course, all the contracts that I get is via the Guptas.
Absolutely.
And of course, I work for ANN.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched their channel?
Well, only the bloopers on YouTube. I've never actually sat down.
It's really bad news. I mean, hold on. When I'm saying this, it's not like negative news. It's like really big. They deliver bad news.
Really?
I mean, Gareth had the top chap from the BBC on his show this morning.
Brilliant stuff, yeah.
Amazing. Please podcast that if you... It's really good stuff. It's worth listening to. And you think of the journalists that really, you know, the old school stuff.
That are really interested and get themselves involved.
Jeremy Maggs. You look at that and then you think ANN 7. I mean, it's really, it's just ain't good. Otherwise, Love Life, how are we doing?
Love Life is going strong, Alan. But I was a bit sad to hear that you found your man doing things that he wasn't supposed to be not doing.
Yeah.
What were they exactly?
You know what? I don't want to go into it because it's like personal stuff, but...
Absolutely.
I think having coffee with people and not discussing it, and then when you break up a week later getting into a relationship is not cool. I don't think it's lekker. And then, I'm sorry, I'm against drugs and according to narcotics. And I think that's a problem.
Maybe.
Sorry, I'm against it. I won't have it in my life. I just stand it drug-wise function to raise money for Sanka.
Absolutely.
I don't find it acceptable. I'm sorry.
So you're not even going to try help him or save him?
No, who's save yourself. Oh, by the way, there's church. Jesus will save you on Sunday. Ain't nobody got no time. Ain't nobody got no time for that shit.
Absolutely. Drugs are bad.
Well, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what?
You can't say anything good about drugs.
There's nothing good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I mean, do you know what? I've put more people in rehab than most people understand. So it's on Three Talk, we used to have these shows that were sponsored by Dischem, and we used to end up sticking people in rehab, sorting their lives out. A lot of people don't cut them right, but I'm sorry, I'm not having it in my life.
It's a demon, man.
Yeah, what you do? You find stuff like that. Like, think about it. If your fiance, you caught her doing these things behind your back, what are you going to do? The problem is that you can't trust the person. That's the biggest problem.
Well, I'd be excited because of all... Well, no, I actually wouldn't be excited.
You get a crack and shut up.
I would be disappointed in her, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to talk about something much more positive. So, listen, we're not negative today. Let's unview. Good chat, good stuff. We've got Timothy Molloy joining us. He's the star of Always and Forever, a tribute to Luther Vandross. We're going to chat a bit about the Body Expo. And but you know what I love? I love Miss South Africa. You know I'm obsessed with it. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And I love every single year watching magnificent human beings that walk in as innocent girls and walk out as phenomenal ladies, and they do it with grace. They learn so much. They learn about themselves. There unfortunately can only be one winner, but the lessons that are learned from a pageant like Miss South Africa I think are invaluable. On the line I've got Penina Fenster, who's the editor of Glamour magazine. I love her. She's just one of my glamour stars, but also one of the most sensitive human beings and wonderful people. She judged the competition and she's on the line. Penina, how are you doing?
Well, first of all, it's completely neutral, so you know that I love and adore you. And number two, I am so with you about Miss South Africa. I just think it's a fabulous pageant.
Yeah, I've always loved it because I've loved what came from it, Penina. If you look over the years, if you look at people like let's go before Arlene Strauss and the Miss Worlds, but you look at people like Wilma van der Bijl, who has left such a mark in terms of breast cancer and the work that she does on losing a child, okay? You look at people like Suzette van der Merwe. She went on to go on to sell C and does so much CSR work for upliftment in communities. You look at people like Busted Sani Kumalo, who's taken over the media industry. You look at Karishni Naiko in pharmaceuticals and in health. The platform of Miss South Africa is not just about a pretty... It's about, seriously, kind of a bit of a odd statement. Beauty with a purpose.
I think it is. I think that completely encapsulates the pageant. It is beauty with a purpose, and it's a very particular kind of a pageant. But I think what's important is beauty is an incredibly powerful asset.
Mm.
And so when it gets harnessed together with some heart, some spirit, some genuine social concern, it's a very powerful element.
Now, first and foremost, I found it interesting. It's the first time that you've judged the competition. Or is it the
no,
second?
It's actually the second time. I was very lucky. I got to judge the year of Arlene Strauss. So that was a very... And
did you? Yes, of course you did. Yes, of course you did. Of course. You and... Yeah, okay. Now, what's incredible, Penina, is that you come from a world of glamour and models and magazines, and you come from that world that where beauty is, as to be frank, it's as thin as a cover and a shoot. This is very different. This you need brains, you need depths, you need soul. I'm not saying that the models that are sitting on the front cover of your magazine or all magazines around the world don't have that. I'm saying, but it's such a different thing that you're looking for here, isn't it?
You're completely right, because you are looking here also for personality. You're looking for intelligence, for great interpersonal skills. mean, you know, we all know that of course, there are models who are super bright and super talented, but there are also some who are very limited in interpersonal skills. And that's not Miss South Africa. This is a woman who represents our country. That's what Ntando Kuneni is going to do. She represents our country. So she has to be able to interact with people on every level. And I've noticed actually with the Expert South Africa, they all have this ability. They can talk to anyone at any level of society and make that person feel terrific. And that's part of the job.
And it is part of the job. And it's, you know, it's great to see. Again, she has an honours degree in education, Ntando Kuneni, our new Miss South Africa. But it's not about the prizes, and it's not about the glamour, and it's not about the fame. It's about the work that you can do, not only for your country, but for yourself.
Because
it's a great opportunity.
Right. Yeah, it's an incredible, incredible opportunity, and for all the finalists. And then, you know, for example, the year that Raleigh won, what was striking to me was how all the finalists and all the semi-finalists went on to do such extraordinary things. You know, so a wonderful Miss Earth came out of that. Two great TV presenters came out of it. The next Miss South Africa came out of that one year. So it does, it rounds up an extraordinary group of young women. I keep going, it is an honor and privilege to be involved, and I really think it is. It's an iconic pageant. And the level of professionalism is incredible, Alan. I mean, from the beginning to the end, from the TV production, from the way that Sun International and SAFC handle it, from the way that the entrants are treated, from the production on the night, it is so slick, so classy, so professional. It really is an extraordinary thing to be involved in.
I remember
at every level.
I did an interview with Lisa Laurie for CakeNet with Ruda Landman. About a month after she won Miss South Africa. And then when they announced the 12 finalists, I went to go and talk to her and chat with her again. The transformation of this person was absolutely incredible. And I'm not talking about grooming and dressing and hair and makeup and body transformation, because often they get personal trainers and a lot of magical things that happen to their lives. But just the transformation that this person had made, but still had the humility, still had the love for her family. Again, an incredible Miss South Africa. And it's good to see that if we look at over the last 20, 25 years of the pageant, you've had people from every walk, or women from every walk of life, from every race, from you know, from every educational background, and that's incredible to see, and to see the opportunity that it creates. Was she your favorite? I know it's a hard question to ask, because you're sitting there, but was she one of your front runners?
Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing is just to say, and it's true, is that there were 12 favorites on that stage, and I think had wonderful fellow judges, and I think we all felt that every one of those young women was special. And it ranged from, I loved, you know, there were girls with very natural beauty. I loved having a top eight winner with the wonderful natural hair, right through to the sort of like traditional mermaid hair. So I think we had a range. I think we had a gorgeous blonde in Taylor Sky. So it was a range, but there's something, Ntando has something incredibly engaging and appealing about her. She has a kind of a brightness and a gracefulness and a graciousness. And I think you're right. I think the Ntando that we're seeing now is already more polished than when she entered the contest.
Yes,
but at the end of this year, she is going to be absolutely phenomenal because of the exposure. But the one thing I always say about this pageant is that everyone sees, you know, the glittering crown and the gorgeous dresses and the razzle dazzle, but actually this is an incredibly demanding and difficult job.
Yes.
And so Taylor Sky, for example, who was one of the three finalists this year, Taylor had entered a few years ago in the year of Raleigh. And we all fell for her. We thought she was absolutely divine. But she was incredibly young. You know, she was way under 20. And we just didn't feel that at that age she had the weight, by which I mean obviously the emotional and psychological weight for something that's as demanding. And she came back. And look how wonderfully she's done. But, yeah, this is a big, big job. It's not all the tiaras and sparkles and glamour, even if that is a component.
You know, I get the pleasure to every year interview them in South Africa, but I love interviewing the people that judge the competition, and that's why I wanted this opportunity, because it's incredible to have the insight, to have the knowledge, and also to have the understanding that this is, it's not an easy thing to judge this, because this person holds a space in your heart now forever.
Mm.
And you will be one of the blocks that build her through her career. And that's what you do as a judge of an Idols or a judge of a top billing presenter search or judge of a Miss South Africa. You know, that's what, you know, and do you see that as a responsibility in some sense?
It's a huge responsibility, and also one gets so emotionally invested. I mean, I have to say that we did the dress rehearsal on Friday afternoon. I knew it was a dress rehearsal. But, you know, those young women came out on the stage in that finale. You know, they were all wearing wonderful sort of gauzy, sparkly, ethereal dresses. They came out in the dress rehearsal finale. And there, you know, there we all sat in our, you know, not our final night outfits. And honestly, tears came to my eyes because I was so emotionally invested. And also I feel that the judging panels, I mean, this was an incredible judging panel because it I thought encompassed so many different ways of looking at the world. You know, Casper is an incredibly stylish, very gracious, classy man. You know, there's a Cole Porter song where they say so intelligent, so elegant, and that's Casper. And then Kojo is like super cool, you know, there in his naked ape suit with a kind of like a punky edge, and he's a poet, and he's looking at something completely different. And then Sophie Ndaba, who of course is not only a great actress, but a phenomenal businesswoman, and she's coming at it from her angle and her experience. And I feel that what we had on the panel this year has always been an amazing panel, but on the panel this year we had like super cool, we had super fashionable, we had high profile. So these young women were being groomed on so many different levels, and I think that the women are cool.
I think it's cool, and I think that they've all had a great opportunity. Penina, first and foremost, I love the magazine. Glamour's going from strength to strength. You've done things for years in this industry, but yes, we have a role to play to mentor people, and yeah, well done. I think you found a great Miss SA. Congratulations.
You gorgeous man, thank you, and I'm wishing everybody a very special and blessed long weekend.
Be good.
Thank you for this opportunity, Alan. I appreciate it.
That's wonderful. Penina Venster, the fabulous Glamour magazine. She's Miss Glamour herself, but a phenomenal soul. Love her.
Absolutely.
Love her. Brilliant. After the break, my special guest today in The Unview on clipcentral.com is the one and only Timothy Molloy, star of Always and Forever, tribute to Luther Vandross. He's coming in now. And this is The Unview. I'm Alan Ford. Samizi is gallivanting, as he does. You know, he's famous now. He's, you know, as we know, it's a new reality TV show. It's Idols. It's his new exercise DVD. It's his trip with all these 16 men that are straight to Swaziland. And we know what he's going to get up to there. Even though this whole celibacy, I don't know what he found himself thing. Yeah. We'll find out next week on The Unview. So Samizi joins us back then. And, of course, we've had a packed lineup talking about Miss South Africa. And lots of things that have been happening in and around this beautiful country of ours. But I've got to tell you, something fabulous is coming to town. And I love it when I get to interview exceptional artists, exceptional South Africans, and exceptional talent. Timothy Molloy has been around, I think, in this industry as long as I've been around. Okay.
I think you've been around longer.
No, darling, it's like 16 years, but it's a lot. I think you've been around actually longer. But I'll never forget, Timothy, seeing you many years ago performing in, you've been invited to Vodacom,
Journalist
of the Year, or,
yes,
or the CEO Awards, or you've been invited to, and Timothy, this phenomenal star, was on stage. With people like Jennifer Jones, if you're thinking back in time, and people like Mara Lowe, and you know, you go back to not even the current, you just think about how did it begin? How did this career of yours and this love for music begin?
Well, We'd have to be here for many days if I had to just go through the whole thing step by step. But the shortened version is I grew up in Orlando East, Soweto. I went to study in the States, in Ohio, mm-hmm. Ohio Wesleyan. Hello, yeah. Came back in 99 and started out. My first production actually was at the Joburg Theatre. My very first professional production. So it's quite amazing that I'm going back there now. But obviously I've been doing quite a few shows, mm-hmm. recorded an album that had a couple of summer nominations a few years ago, performed at the opening ceremony of the Soccer World Cup, performed at the
All Africa Games back in the day, the Rugby World Cup,
the Miss SA,
the Tri-Nations. I remember Miss SA.
Yes, when I sang You Raise Me Up, when John Ramakoshi was stepping down from the crowd.
Actually, you didn't just sing one song. You guys did it. You did a number of songs.
And then we did that one song, and then she obviously did, you know, that speech in the middle when she says thank you for everything, and then at the end we go into that key change.
Can I ask you this? You did two Miss South Africas.
Yes.
It wasn't the one where there were four of you on stage. It wasn't Paul, if I remember correctly.
No, I did that one with Claudia Hankel won.
Yes.
And then I did the year after that, or was it 2 years after that? I can't remember. I did the evening section.
Timothy, your life has not been about fully a recording artist. It's a performing artist. It's very different.
It's both, obviously.
It is both, but if you look at, you know...
Yeah, in terms of the bulk of the work that I do, yes, you're right.
Which is much more difficult.
Which is much more difficult, but at the same time, you could say, as a working artist, that's where you want to be. Because I'm being very fortunate and blessed to have amazing opportunities as a working artist to do lots of different, you know, events, travel around the world. Mm. I was in Charleston about a year and a half ago. So I've just had an amazing and full life as a performing artist with amazing opportunities.
And you joined the terrors of the 40s. Last year. Okay, we're going to get
there. Life begins.
You know, they say you're dirty when you're 30 and you're naughty when you're 40.
Exactly.
We're going to go into all of that. But again, it's an incredible... You see, the reason I bring up that the difference between the recording artist and the performing artist is that it is one in the same. But
yes.
But a lot of the time, people like Beyonce.
Yes.
She will sing the same repertoire, her own stuff, from concert to concert.
Yes.
You're singing You Raise Me Up at Miss South Africa, then you're doing Luther Vandross at this event, then you're going and you're doing jazz
the big band,
then the next minute you sing
an orchestra
where you're singing Letembuli, so, you know what I mean?
Yes, you're doing all of this.
And that's what I find more difficult, because you are, it's constantly changing, unlike someone that goes on a world tour that just sings set, you know what I'm saying? It's a very different thing.
It's been an amazing ride, because as I say, having done all these amazing different things, I've grown as an artist, and it's helped me in terms of being versatile, because in South Africa in particular, if you're going to sustain a long career, you need to be able to tap into different genres.
Have to.
And connect with different audiences, because, you know, jazz has got its own audiences, R&B has got its own audiences, pop, people who love the classics, they go to the orchestras. You know, it's great to be able to connect with these different audiences and to expand your range stylistically, and to connect with the different, you know, supporters of your music as well. So it's amazing as an artist to be able to tap into those different markets. And it's a challenge, but it helps you grow and it keeps things fresh. And interesting. Yeah.
And it helps you grow, because corporates become interesting, because all of a sudden they say, like, we want you to do Mafikizola.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're going, okay, well, hell. Okay, go, Samantha Pure. Go. Come, let's do this thing. it's just the way it goes. When you, as a little boy, little Tim in Soweto.
Yes.
Where did the love for music to begin? Did your parents enthrall you? Was it church? How did it start?
Yes, my dad is a minister. We are part of the Baptist Church. So music has always been part of growing up, you know, family, friends, relatives, everyone sang, uncles, aunts. So, but what's interesting is that I was quite shy as a child. I wouldn't even sing in front of my parents.
Really? Yeah.
So things have
changed.
Up,
exactly. Things have changed.
Quite a bit, quite a bit. But there was a choir that I was part of in the church, and the choir leader, Nontantla Kubega, is the one who actually really helped me come out of my shell for the first time. And what's amazing, especially with the show, is that they're actually coming. They're coming on stage as part of the show for Luther as well.
Yes,
so
I see that.
It's almost like it's coming. Everything is coming full circle. But that's how I started, and then I sort of heard obviously Luther's music growing up all along. And
did you ever see him or ever meet him?
No, unfortunately, I was studying in the States when he came to South Africa.
Really.
But his music touched my life, and people love South Luther's music, especially South Africans. I mean, South Africans love his music. We had a one-off show last year when I turned 40, and people love the show. It was sold out. People sang throughout the show. You could see that obviously there's lots of many special memories that his music holds. And people, you know, remember where they were when they heard, you know, Never Too Much, or when they heard Superstar, you know. So it's really something that people connect with, and it's a reason as well we bring the show back as well, because people loved the show. It was a one off, and the people who went there begged us. They said, please bring this show again. And the people who missed it said, please
we want to see this.
Put this show again. So I'm glad that we're able to bring it back again.
And the show is called Always and Forever. It's a tribute to Luther Vandross, starring obviously Timothy Molloy, our special guest today. And you got a few artists that are going to join you on stage.
Yes, I've got amazing artists. We've got Llewellyn George is the arranger and the musical director of the show. He is so talented. Mm-hmm. He has just been working on Miss South Africa now. Mm-hmm. He actually teamed up with Tia and Kurt as well. And we've got Tia Herman, aka Tima Reese.
Yes. Because it's, I'm going to say this. It's sad that I interviewed her, let's say, 14 years ago when the hit came out. Yes. It must have been 13.
Yeah.
14 years ago. Mm. And then she was going to go overseas. And then Tima Reese kind of, what a talent. And to have her back on stage.
What a talent.
That's awesome.
She's amazing. And together with Kurt Herman, and we've got Lelo Ramesimong as well. So they are the core three backing vocalists. Because when you think of Luther, he always worked with amazingly talented singers. Lisa Fisher, Cissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mom. Mm. He worked with Tawatha Ajie, Fonzie Thornton, and then he collaborated with the likes of, you know, Mariah Carey, Roberta Flack, Dionne Warwick. So I wanted to make sure that I was collaborating with
the right
talent.
Caliber of talent.
And people I have worked with, people I have admired over the years. And then we've got an amazing lineup that Llewellyn put together of amazing musicians, A-class session musicians on stage. I think it's a 7-piece band. And then we have a 20-piece gospel choir.
So we're in for this.
Yeah,
this is
exactly
going to be it, baby.
We didn't want to skimp
anything.
We didn't want to compromise on the quality.
And it happens next week. I mean,
next week, yes.
So people have got to get to the Joburg Theatre.
Yes.
I'll tell you all about that. That's going to come up. But again, it's so it becomes a difficult question. But often, the mimic act is a difficult thing to pull off because of the comparison to the actual original artist.
Yes.
First and foremost, we're never going to have the opportunity in this lifetime to see Luther Vandross live ever again. We know that.
Unfortunately,
same with Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Okay, so let's be frank.
Yeah.
So we can now do tribute concerts.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to live up to the performance and to live up to... Or does Timothy... It sounds silly, but when I went to see... The tribute to Whitney Houston, which I must tell you, I'm going to have people screaming at me. I thought she was slightly better than Whitney Houston. That's how great I thought she was incredible. She blew me away.
Yeah,
she
no,
really
I heard
did.
Good things about her. Yes.
She was great.
Yeah.
Her name is Belinda, I think. Belinda Davids. She was incredible.
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is it's hard to, because people compare. People go,
yes. Yeah. The one thing we wanted to avoid from, obviously it's been a lifelong dream, but when I spoke to the producer Colette, who, you know, who put on the show, we just said, I as Timothy Molloy want to pay tribute to Luther.
As Timothy Molloy. Thank you.
So right, I'm not actually impersonating him.
Cool.
Because I mean, Luther, I mean, there'll never be any other Luther.
That's true.
And in terms of my personal career, whenever I've sung professionally, people have always come to me and said, you remind me of Luther, or your sound reminds me of Luther. And it's something I never did on purpose. It's just something that always happened. And obviously, as you can imagine, I was always humbled and overwhelmed when people mentioned that comparison. And I never heard it within myself. I never all of a sudden woke up and thought, I sound like Luther. But I kept hearing it again and again and again. And so the dream actually started then, and it actually grew over the years to say, if there's something that they're hearing, then maybe it's something that I can tap into. And it's something, obviously the music means a lot to me. So it's something that would be amazing as a lifelong dream to be able to bring to life.
We're going to talk, I'm going to play. First, I love having fun like this. This is just, we're not going to play it right now. We'll play it in a little while. But, okay. But I love to have a bit of fun. So we're going to play Dance With My Father.
Yes.
That's what we're playing today. Yes. And that's you singing Dance With My Father as a tribute to Luther Vandross.
Yes,
but now, because I love having fun. You're in for a bit of fun. All right. So
I know you.
Yeah, I know. You know me, honey. We're good. So this, what is another favorite song of his?
Another favorite song, Superstar.
Okay, so you know you're gonna sing a bit for me now. Okay, give us one line. Go.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again. Baby, ooh, baby, oh, baby, yes, I love you, I really do.
Sure. Divine. Can you see? Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Sweet Jesus. And on the in Holy Week, sweet Jesus, we can say that. I wish Louisa was here, we could do another sweet Jesus together. Awesome.
Thank you, Timothy. Your personal
life's also incredible. You've been in a long-term, stable relationship for 17 years. Am I right, 17?
So blessed.
Right.
So blessed, yes, indeed.
Tell me about how you met and what an interesting time in South Africa it was to be able to be in an open, wonderfully free relationship in South Africa. Now, it's an interesting relationship for people that are listening that don't know his phenomenal partner.
Yes.
We call him Paparazzi because he really is a paparazzi.
He's the life of the party.
The minute we see Timothy, Tim, where's Brian? And just look for the flash. Takes pictures of everybody. Incredible man.
Yes.
An incredible life together, but an interesting one because here is a white South African and a black South African. Two different backgrounds.
Yes.
Obviously. Coming together, 17 year of a relationship.
Yes.
In love. And still are very much.
Mm-hmm.
What made it work and how difficult was it if you go back 17 years ago in South Africa?
What's interesting, I was doing a touring show at the time. We did, you know, Joburg, Cape Town, Bloom. He was in Durban at the time, working as a publicist there at the Playhouse. And I ended up there. It was the last venue of our show. And it was, I was invited by actually Amra Faye, who's actually now, you know, who's in Chicago.
Correct.
She's a huge star now.
Huge star.
She was friends with him. And one night after the show, she said, you know, I've got a friend's, you know, birthday party. She invited, you know, a few of us in the cast. And interesting story, I was actually falling asleep that night. And she actually literally woke me up and said, let's go to this party. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go. You know, we'll have a good time. And we met there and it was just, the chemistry was just instant. It was as if I'd known him for ages. And we just, everything just clicked at the moment. And we didn't even think. It's one of those things, looking back, it's actually quite scary because you're so in the moment that you go with what you're feeling. And as I say, it was a match made in heaven in terms of our personal, you know, our relationship with each other and professional as well. Because coming with the background and history and knowledge that he had of the other side of the industry, it was sort of an amazing, amazing sort of marriage. Of obviously, you know, we had, you know, we fell in love with each other, but at the same time there was this perfect combination of skill in terms of what I was doing, and through him and the knowledge and, as I say, expertise that he had, he was able to sort of guide me through the different, because you need help in this industry, you can't do it on your own,
you know. Number one. Number two is you also need a partner,
yes,
that understands it, and yes, that is the difficult thing,
yes,
and that is why your partner is a very interesting person that it's in a relationship to watch from as a gay man from an outside point of view.
Yes, yes.
In the industry.
Yeah.
Is because he never made it about him. It's always to get you in the picture and other people. And he loves that. And that's what I find difficult in a lot of relationships. When people don't, and it's not even, it's heterosexual, homosexuals.
Yes,
in,
yeah,
people that are in this business, because yeah, it's not easy.
It isn't easy for a lot of people.
It's not an easy business.
Yeah.
It's difficult to understand that you've got to travel, it's you know you're living sometimes where there isn't income coming in,
exactly, and there's so an issue of a trust as well, you know, you need to
trust, yeah, you need to trust. It's a huge thing,
it's actually
it's a huge thing,
it's the foundation of everything.
It's a huge
without
thing.
Trust you don't have anything.
Well, it's in any relationship for that matter, number yes, one, and this, exactly, we spoke about it earlier, but yeah, but more importantly, people have got to understand that while you're away,
yes,
you're working your butt off, mm-hmm, singing on stages, running around the world,
yes,
wherever you are,
yes,
doing this, that you got to be able to know that your partner's safe and he's
exactly,
he gets it.
Exactly.
And that's in any industry or any way of life.
Exactly. And the work never stops. It always continues.
No, of course.
Whether you're here, whether you're away.
Got to make money.
Know, exactly.
So, you're 18 to turn a retiring person.
Exactly.
Yet.
So the that partnership and that companionship has just been a blessing, yeah, and as I say, it's something that happened out of the blue. It's not something you look for, you know what I mean, and,
yeah,
and when you look for it, you don't find it.
No, well, that's magical. It sort 17
of
years
just happened very naturally, and I am very, very grateful every day to him, and it's just, yeah, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude.
Was
for
it
what
did you tell your families? Are you all integrated? Are you all cool?
I mean, with my religious background, it was obviously a little tricky. But I'm so glad that now finally, you know, I think we're at that point. But I think maybe I never gave them the benefit of the doubt, because you always think, you know, they're religious, they may not understand. So I think a big part of how long it took for me to maybe come to terms with it with my family personally, it was probably more my problem, and I was probably
I probably knew,
projecting on them, and I think they knew all along, because I was just having a dinner with my sister, who's actually in the show as well, in the choir, and she said, you know, we've always known, we talk about it, and it's not a big deal, but at a distance, you can imagine, you know, it was a difficult thing to come to terms with.
It's difficult for anybody.
For anybody, yeah.
For families, for the individual.
Yeah.
But I think the wonderful thing is, in this country, and I'm so happy to see it, that we're seeing lesbian, gay people, the people that have been there, that's been in the industry,
yes, later,
but we're seeing people that are coming from rural areas saying,
yes,
this is who I am.
Exactly.
And they're going through a lot of issues, and of course there's a lot of prejudice that's going on there.
Exactly.
But we're seeing, you know, a lot of people, and I'm saying it, make a set of black people.
Exactly, exactly.
Telling their families this, and this is who I am. And it's great. It's
and we are fortunate in South Africa, because, yeah, I mean, having studied obviously in the States, things, funny enough, many people will find it amazing. It's actually harder there,
yes,
than it is
than
here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of acceptance. I mean, the fact that even as a nation, we've got a multilingual anthem, it's just a symbol of how we've sort of accepted each other,
yeah,
for who we are. And we said we are different, but we can live in the same place and we can coexist and actually build each other up. So it's a great, 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 great country to be in. And
it is.
Exactly.
I want to touch on something, Carolyn Stan, and you, I know, because we're running out of time.
Yes, yes, yes.
You and the blankets.
Yes.
Okay. What an incredible, like you're like the hero for
yes,
the character.
It's
tell me about the initiative and why it's so important to your heart.
Yeah. Carolyn, I started this initiative about 2 years ago, I think. Mm. And she's been quite a good friend to both of us. And she obviously was challenged by Zelda Lekhansi to do 6 or 7 blankets for Mandela Day. And then so she put out a message on Facebook to say, I can't do it on by myself. Please, friends, help me out. And so that's how the whole idea was born. And it's amazing to think that...
And you learned how to knit. Did you know how to knit before?
I didn't. I crochet. I taught myself on YouTube.
How to crochet?
Yes.
So you don't knit.
I'm a crocheter.
He's crocheting. Listen, hey, Duncan, get your fat ass up and crochet.
I'm on my 8th blanket at the moment.
But we've got prison people involved. Exactly. We've got people doing incredible stuff.
Exactly.
I just want to give a shout out to Carolyn Stain and to 67 Blankets. It's a great cause.
Exactly.
Winter's coming up. We're going into winter.
Yes, yes.
People need blankets, guys.
Exactly. And what I love is the fact that it's such a symbol of love and it connects you to the person who's going to receive the blanket. Mm. And because it's a one of a kind, you don't just go and buy it. You have to invest that time and take however long you need to take to finish that blanket. And it is an amazing, amazing thing that I actually believe in.
Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, they can go to www.67blankets.co.za.
Please go there.
And on Facebook and Twitter, they're quite
Facebook
active.
Facebook is very active.
And Instagram, stuff, so they can follow it there.
Please, guys, get knitting and crochet. Yes. You know, I'm learning. I am learning.
Yes.
Seriously,
okay, cool.
I'm doing it.
I must teach you.
I went and bought the blanket, sorry guys. But I did contribute.
You did something. That's good. That's
but
good.
I'm going to get my ass up.
Yes.
The show, please, not to be missed.
Yes.
It's happening very soon.
Yes.
It's this week, Thursday.
March 31st. Next week. March 31st to April 3rd.
A week from today.
Yes, a week from today.
To April 3rd.
It's 3 evenings and a matinee on April 3rd.
Which will be divine.
Yes.
I'll be at opening. I'll be in the front row screaming. I love it. It's happening at the
Joburg Theatre.
The Mandela Johannesburg Theatre in Bloemfontein. And tickets can be bought. I would imagine it's copy tickets.
Web tickets. And they can book as well on joburgtheatre.co.za or they can.
I'm going to warn you now because I'm telling you that I've seen this before. Everyone will hear about it on Thursday.
Yes.
People forget on Friday. Then Sunday comes and it's full. You're going to cry.
Yes.
And then you're going to say, please do this again, Timothy. Go and book the ticket now.
Yes.
It's worth seeing it.
And another way they can book is by calling 0861-630-630. And we just, the reason we can't do these shows is because people are buying tickets to support them.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what's encouraging us, you know.
That number again, 0861-630-630. Go and get ticket web.
A web tickets.
Web tickets. Sorry,
web tickets. .co.za. Yes.
Make sure you get to
see. Or pick and pay.
Or pick and pay.
Yes.
If not, it's easy.
Indeed.
And worst case scenario, stand at the box office and you know what? And stand in the aisles.
And the prices are quite good. They range between 150 rands to 250. So they're quite affordable.
Timothy Molloy happening this week. Star of Always and Forever. Tribute to Luther Vandross. It's happening. Not to be missed. Timothy, thank you for being with me. Let's push play. This is him singing Dance With My Father. It's not to be missed. Have a good Easter, everybody. It's The Unview. My name's Alan Ford. God bless you. Be happy. Only on clubcentral.com.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother every and then spin me around till I fell asleep.
This is CliffCentral.com.